The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good in person.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We are every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And two very special guests this morning. Since Mr. Director took his granddaughter to Greensboro to play in a golf tournament, and he's her coach, basically.
Yep.
I don't know if I buy that or not, but anyway. She might coach him.
She might.
But anyway, and he won't be here next week because this is anniversary.
35th
anniversary. And how Teresa put up with him for 35 years, I haven't figured out yet. But anyway, I can talk bad about him if he's not here.
He's not here.
He might be listening though. But two very special guests this morning, my lovely bride Rhonda and Miss Laura Mobley with Wild Birds Unlimited. So guess what? We're going to talk about birds today. But you've already been talking about
talking a little bit.
Yes, we have.
Building nests in your bird feeders because you don't put food in them. But anyway.
That was amazing just to watch that little chickadee going in there.
And they're so fast. They jump in at the first opportunity if they've got a good location. And my goodness, if your feeder's empty and he's got space, that's dinner right there next to your house. It's wonderful.
I was like, come on. I can't put food in there if you're trying to build a nest. So I went and I took out all his little grass or moss or whatever it is. I took it out and cleaned it out real good and filled it up with bird feed so that
they, okay.
And I went out there the other day. Was it day before yesterday? And I put more bird feed in there so that it wouldn't get too low for him to start building again.
That's the best way to do it. Yep, just be careful. Remember, once the eggs are in the nest, it's not legal for you to move it.
Really?
Really, yep.
Because
our songbirds are protected. So you can clean out nests while they're still building. But once they've got an egg in there, that egg is protected and you can't mess with them.
Well, there wasn't no egg in there, I promise.
Yep.
It was just a little moss.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now we do.
So, yeah, as long as he's still building, it's okay. But once there's an egg in there, that egg is federally protected.
Wow.
And that's all songbirds.
All of our songbirds, all of our migratory birds. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I know I've been watching for the pigeon or the dove, whatever. It used to build a nest around a light fixture on my deck.
Probably a mourning dove, yeah.
Yeah, and so I've been watching to make sure that they don't start.
Yep.
But so far they haven't. So, because I know being a bad person, I tore out a nest and I didn't realize there was an egg in there.
So. Yep. Got to be careful.
That was my bad.
As long as you don't tell me you're doing it.
Oh, well, that was several years ago. That was before I met you.
Before Laura.
It happens.
Before Laura.
It happens.
But I was reading an article, I guess it was last week or so, about the hummingbirds. And they were looking for the migration for the scouters to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we've been watching the migration map also. And if you just go on Google and Google hummingbird migration map, you can look also. We definitely have some sightings in our area and further north into North Carolina. So they are starting to show up. Just remember that just because there's a sighting in Rock Hill or in Lancaster or Indian Land doesn't mean everybody's got them.
Right.
And the other thing to remember is these are the scouts, as you mentioned. So they are hitting the feeder and moving on. These aren't our residents. So you may see someone and then not see someone for a few days or a week or two. Because these guys aren't sticking around. They are driving through.
But we got to remind them when they go to clean their hummingbird feeders not to fill it up.
Right. You don't need to fill it all the way. Hummingbird feeders are usually, I mean, the ones that we have in Wild Birds Unlimited, I know I can't speak for all hummingbird feeders, but the majority of them, they're made so that the hummingbird's tongue can reach the bottom. So even if it's got just like a quarter of an inch in the bottom, the hummingbird can still get it.
Yeah.
just need to remember, as you said, you know, cleaning your feeders, just because it's not getting empty doesn't mean that you don't need to empty it yourself and put fresh in. We're still really early in the season, so you've got a few days, but you don't want it to sit there a week or more, because it will start growing bacteria and mold and that kind of stuff, which can be really deadly.
We don't want to make them sick.
No. Just a reminder, as we're going into hummingbird season, the 100 degree rule. When it's 100 degrees outside, you need to change that nectar every day. When it's 90 degrees outside, every 2 days. When it's 80 degrees outside, every 3 days. When it's 70 degrees outside, every 4 days. And that'll make sure that your nectar stays fresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whenever it's like 90 to 100, you shouldn't just put just a little bit in there.
Yeah, don't fill it up. And it's perfectly fine to go ahead and make a batch and stick it in the refrigerator.
That's what
I
do.
You don't have to make it fresh every time. Make a batch and stick it in the refrigerator. And your ratio is 4 to 1. So whatever, 4 parts water, 1 part regular plain white table sugar. And you do want the plain white table sugar. You don't want to do sugar in the raw because that has a lot more iron in it.
Yeah.
Because, we're trying to replicate flower nectar. And so chemically, plain white table sugar and water is the closest replication to nectar.
Or they could come and get the nectar feeder at your store.
They could, yes. We do have powdered nectar at the store. And it is plain white table sugar, but it's ground up so that it can dissolve, which is different from powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Powdered sugar is chemically different from fine ground plain white table sugar. Mm-hmm. And we do have some additives that we have, our naturalists at the franchise level have studied to make sure that they are okay for the birds, some additives that will help lengthen that period of time that it can be out without refrigeration. So, if you're not into doing every day when it's 100 degrees outside, we can get you to every 2 or 3 days. But again, it's not a forever thing. Also, remember, you don't need red food coloring in your nectar.
I quit doing the red food coloring when I met you and you told me about that. So I quit doing that.
It's not necessary. And the hummingbird people that have studied hummingbirds have noticed that, when they're fed the nectar from feeders with the red dye in them, the red dye is actually secreted in their droppings. So they can't metabolize that. And so I don't have hard studies on what it could do to a hummingbird, but there's so little. If it has any effect at all, it's not going to be good. Right. And it's not necessary. If you think about nectar in flowers, which is what we're replicating, it's clear. I hear music.
It is the music times. I will be right
back. We'll be back.
The Gardener's Bench.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, all AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Okay, and we're back to the garden. Are you talking about hummingbirds? We've been worried about skunks here lately. We've got skunks. A crop of them.
Oh.
And the guy that rents the mobile home beside my house, he said he lost two ducks. And he thinks it was from...
To the skunks.
Skunks or raccoons. I never heard of a skunk going after them.
I don't know a lot about skunks, but I've never heard about them going after either.
Neither.
Grubs and worms.
Absolutely.
And
yep. That's what they love on.
We had a water leak on the valve up in the green. We still got a greenhouse at the house.
Okay.
And Tommy was up there, dug down about 24 inches, standing in the ditch. Heard some, looked around, the skunk was right beside him walking along the ditch.
Well, it's water. Everybody needs water.
And he just froze because you don't want to get sprayed
by
a skunk.
No, you don't want to startle him. Yeah.
But he didn't spray him. Okay. He talked to him the whole nine yards. But it's my cousin's got game cameras all over the mountain up behind us. And he's filmed 4 or 5 now.
Okay.
Even when it came in the house on me that time, still up there.
Oh.
He don't know how close to being divorced he was.
Oh, boy.
Well, I threw that in the Google machine about skunks, and looks like they do eat small mammals.
Oh, really?
Insects, fruits, berries, nuts, eggs, and even garbage and pet food. So.
Oh, yeah. Garbage and pet food. Absolutely.
Yeah. Kind of like
a
raccoon.
Yes, but small rodents like moles and voles. I could see that.
But chickens?
But not a chicken. That's a lot.
This would
be a lot. Yeah, I don't see a skunk doing that. Maybe a raccoon. I have trouble seeing that too. More fox. Yeah, fox and coyote, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a crop of coyotes.
Yeah, it's probably them.
Oh, they get started out at the house. Sometimes you can hear them. They're just howling and going on. I'm like, they done got something to hold.
Kind of cool, right?
The joys of living in the country.
Exactly, exactly.
My cousin crossed the road from him down on the creek. They were everywhere. I mean, it had to be at least 30 coyotes.
Oh, my gosh.
So I asked him one day, I said, you going to get rid of the coyotes? He said, well.
You get rid of the coyotes, you're going to get all the deer. Wow. You got to keep things in balance.
We got deer.
I know, but you'll have more.
I don't know about that.
If you get rid of the coyotes, you will have
more. I don't know
if
we get more.
Yeah.
I walked out on the front porch this last year. And I noticed something, and I looked, and there's deer standing at the bottom of the steps as he had reached out looking at me.
Yep.
They're not afraid of you.
No.
Mm-mm. People ride down the road, so they see 5 or 6 in the yard every night.
They have figured out how to coexist with us, as long as we aren't, yeah.
My cousin's a diehard hunter. I mean, he's probably got $10,000 worth of equipment in the backseat of his truck. He's got scent and all kinds of stuff.
My.
He thinks it's swimming over TK.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of them are coming from.
Because they killed all the coyotes.
They killed a bunch of them.
Yep, they killed all the coyotes and got overrun by deer.
Well, out in the area that we live in, I guess in a 5-mile radius, there's several areas where people will put signs up for skunk crossing and deer crossing.
Yep.
I mean...
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want to hit a skunk either, and you definitely don't want someone else to hit a skunk out front of your house.
Well, they've been running over skunks this year.
Oh, yeah, well, you walk out, and you can tell somebody done hit one.
Yep, that's too bad. But, yeah, speaking of living out in the country, I'm not out in the country, but I've got a good little piece of property, and my barred owls have been singing and calling and... all the wonderful stuff. And I'm like, last year they had 2 babies and they brought the 2 babies up to the back porch. We had them perched on the rail of the back porch, these 2 juvenile barred owls with the parents in the trees back behind them. And I'm hoping I get babies again this year because they are so funny.
Well, back to the bird feeder.
Bird feeder. Oh, and your chickadee.
My chickadees. Okay. how do you deter them from building nest in your, if I'm gone for a couple of days and their food is not in that box, how am I going to keep them from?
If it's going to go empty, take it down. Yeah.
I can't take it down. It's concreted in the ground.
Oh.
It's on a pole and keep the squirrels off of it. And
okay.
The squirrels can't, because they can't get in it, because they go to try to climb the pole and they just slide back down.
All right. So how do you take the feeder down to clean it?
I just have to take buckets of water out there and clean it. Ooh. And wipe it out.
It's sitting. It's actually bolted to a six landscape.
Yeah, I mean it's steadily in there. It's okay, not coming
down. And
there's
no way to like take the plexi off the sides or anything like that.
My dad put it in. He put it in to stay.
I'm getting that picture.
So I mean, I have to take like buckets of warm water out there when
and
I clean,
clean it in place
and clean it right there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because I don't want it to get.
Right. No.
Especially when you have rain and stuff and it gets in there. I don't want it to mildew and all that.
How do you fill it? How do you fill the feeder?
Open the top.
I have like an old, well, it's not old, but one of those large coffee containers.
But the feeder opens at the top?
Yeah, the
feeder
opens.
Can you just leave it open so it's not as great a protected space?
Okay. So if I leave it the top open?
They are less likely. I can't guarantee.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah, maybe if you leave it open, it's not because they are cavity nesters, so they're looking for an enclosed space.
I don't know how many people she has having chickadees build nests in the bird feeder.
Well, you know, I thought the chickadee was just going in there to get food. Okay?
Yeah. Or could the guy in the mobile home go over and fill it for you while you're gone?
I'm sure I could get his son to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure Eli would do it for me.
Well,
Eli thinks I'm special.
Well, I think you're special too, but that might be a good way for you to go.
He'd bring her eggs when eggs were outside.
Cool. Very cool. It's time to fly like an eagle.
That's right. We'll be right back to the garden space.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
Matthew, just cause Rector's out here, you don't have to play songs I've never heard of before.
I don't know that one either, but I like it.
I like
summertime.
Yeah, it's getting a little warmer. We'd encourage some people.
Oh, okay.
Get outside, touch some grass.
Mm-hmm. Walk around in your bare feet.
Ready to cut. I have Zoya.
Ours is brown.
It's still brown.
Chris got in touch with his yard guy to come out and mow today. So first mow of the season. It's time.
Tommy's going to cut ours next week just because the winter weeds are up.
Oh, sure.
We cut them early and they go away. Then she doesn't fuss anymore.
Well, that's good.
Like she needs something else to fuss about.
Well, you give her so much to fuss about.
Thank you.
But if I don't, she comes up with something on her own and I don't know, have a clue what she's talking about. If I give her something, that way I can handle it.
That way you can...
Well, anyway, for 30 years.
Speaking of it's time, I heard my commercial on there about it's time for spring cleaning.
Right.
And that was the other thing that I wanted to touch on today.
I wanted you to touch on it too because I don't think I understood it properly.
Okay. So it is springtime. It is spring cleaning time. It is time to make sure that all of those feeders are clean and ready to be... All the birds come in and settle on your feeders and eat. But we've got feeder cleaning service at the store. So if your feeder is just a little bit beyond what you want to deal with, you can bring it in. A simple feeder cleaning is $10. If you've got one of the more complicated feeders, like some of our squirrel-resistant feeders or something like that, it does go up to $20, but we will get your feeder clean and ready to go. And we have had a few people asking us about our feeder swap, so we're going to be starting that in April. We're going to do feeder swap for the first half of the month, where if you bring in an old feeder that is... You just want something fresh and new, or it has started falling apart, bring in a feeder and you'll get 20% off of a new feeder. Yeah, so you trade them in. And those that we can clean up and get repaired will get donated. We'll donate them to schools or to hospice or some of the other elder care or dementia care area places. And so they can... Cool. Still enjoy their birds. So it's a really good program, but we'll be doing that in April.
Schools seem to be getting into the thing.
They are. I spent yesterday at an elementary school over in Lancaster talking to the kids over there about just about their favorite birds. We didn't get into bird feeding or anything like that. A lot of them said their parents or grandparents had feeders and they knew who their favorite birds were. And we had a really good time. But yeah, I talked to pre-K all the way up through fifth graders yesterday just about their birds.
You had a time of it then.
Oh, I did. I was exhausted at the end of the day. Those kids, but they know so much. Some of them knew some of my fun facts that I thought were really obscure, like hummingbirds can fly backwards and hover like a helicopter. And some of these kids came up with that before I had a chance to say it. And it was like, oh, my goodness. But they're the only birds that can do that. And I thought, oh, this is, you know, I'm going to know stuff and give them information. And they were all ready for it.
And they gave it to you.
They did. They knew that the cardinals, the girl is brown so that she can hide in the tree and protect the babies, while the male cardinal is bright red so that he can take the predators and distract them and take them away from the nest. The kids knew that. It was wonderful.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
You're talking about the cleaning of the feeders and all. Now, with me having my permanent feeder, like I was telling you earlier, I just use like some Dawn with some warm water and pour it in there and clean it out and then just rinse it out with more water to get all the soap out of it.
Sure.
Is that... Or should I use something else?
No, Dawn is actually, and I don't mean to be, branding anything, but...
Well, I mean,
We actually tell people to use Dawn also, because that's what the wildlife rehabbers and that kind of thing. So we know that that's safe. I'm sure that there are others out there that are also safe. But I also know there are some out there that probably have additives that aren't safe. We know Dawn is safe. So that is great. If you're doing feeder cleaning every week or every couple of weeks, really hot water is sufficient. But if you're doing it monthly or bi-monthly, Dawn is usually sufficient. Now, if you've got mold or something like that growing in your feeder, then we do recommend a light bleach solution, like one part bleach to 10 parts water, because that'll just kill any mold or bacteria that's growing in it. But again, you want to rinse it really well because you don't want any of the residue left over. And then let it dry completely. Make sure, especially with your seed feeders, that it's drying completely.
So with the soap, with the antibacteria
thing? That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, and it's that time again. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day.
And it's a lovely day. It seems like lately every Saturday's been a lovely day. We could use some rain.
We could use some rain.
I'll go wash my car.
There you go. That'll guarantee it.
This pollen's not going to get better until we get some rain.
Yeah, yeah. And the mountains, they need some rain for those fires.
Oh, yes.
But they might get an inch tomorrow, maybe. Which would help. They need a lot more, but an inch would help.
An inch would do wonders.
An inch would help. Anywho.
I lived up there a long time, and we never had any wildfires.
Well, you're saying some carelessness caused these.
They usually do. One with a power line was down. Tree fell on it.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how that works. My dad worked with a power company for 40 years, and I don't remember that many lines falling down because of forest fires.
I don't know. Must be dry. All right.
It is a little dry. Anyway, wrap up the cleanup.
Wrap up the cleanup. So,
the cleanup thing.
Yeah, bring your feeders in if they're more than you want to deal with. We are open today from 10 to 5 in Rock Hill and 9 to 5 in Indian Land. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 in both locations. And Sunday, 10 to 4 in both locations.
So they're almost the same.
Almost the same, but those Indian Land people, they do get up a little bit earlier than the Rock Hillians.
We like to sleep in.
Girl, me too.
We used to open at 9. The phone wouldn't even ring until 10:30.
Well, that's why Rock Hill was open at 9, and we never saw anybody. So we said, well, we'll just.
One time we opened at 7:30. They were lined out the gate when we got there.
Hmm.
Okay, it's that time again. We'll see you next week on the radio.
Y'all have a great week.
All right.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.